Last time we went over the Rashi about Vagavuche Komashmona, but we didn't discuss the Rashi before. The Rashi Ksiv Ki Yigach Divada Nischaven Ashi Elohora Yom Beis Ubolo Bikeach Avo Migife Have Mashma Shemotze Eimei Vidochvei Bikarnov. So, I od misli mazle sheyesh li das lishmeres gufei. So the first pshat in Rashi is, why do we say that mu'ed l'odom have mu'ed l'beimo? Because odom misli mazle. So what's the pshat? Odom misli mazle, you know, it's a common expression. Lock. So what does that mean, lock? What does it mean? So the first pshat in Rashi is yesh li das lishmeres gufei. Yesh li das lishmeres gufei. He brought the Gemara Chum. Did he? Oh, yes, there is a Gemara Chum. Yesh li das lishmeres gufei. There is a Gemara Chum. He knows how to take care of himself. So that is other misli mazli. Other misli mazli. That he knows how to take care of himself. Then, lishne achrine isli mazli. So, I mean, what kind of a pshat is that? The Gemara says, Oda Misle Masle. The Gemara says, Oda Misle Masle. So the question is, what does Masle mean? So the Rashi, so the first pshat you understand, Masle means, he has das, he has the intelligence to take care of himself. That's what's called in science, adaptability. You know, I mean, there is one of the characteristics of living things is adaptability, the ability to adjust himself to the environment. So that is common to all living things. But any day, the adaptability of an insect to the adaptability of a human being. It's a question of degree, I mean, such a big difference. So, mazle means, he has mazle, he has das, to watch himself. And to adjust himself to the circumstances, and to watch out from the elements of nature, and so on. That's one pshat. That we understand. Lishna achine isli masle. What does it mean? So he's just repeating the words of the Gemara. Veinineach lo mise bin gife. Because he has masle, he has luck. So mele, it's not so easy for the axe to gore him, to injure him. It's not so easy. In other words, it's much easier for an axe to gore an animal than to gore a human being. Why? Because a human being has muzzle. But what is muzzle? V'iniach lo misi b'gifeh, d'itrifas kerem yad, el b'ngiche b'kiach v'kavone u'vitrifas kerem b'guf. In other words, a behemoth has no muzzle. So mele, it's a relatively easy thing for an axe to go at. He doesn't have to exert a big effort, you know, and to mobilize all his energies. He can do it just like this, you know. It's a simple thing. Mashinkin, a human being, he has mazel. It's still possible for the axe to go in, but he has to mobilize all his energies, all his potentials, you know. But the question is, why? Because he has mazel. But what is mazel? So, I mean, according to the first chat, it's also the same thing. Because an Odom has das, to watch out and to adjust himself to the circumstances, to the environment, and to overcome the elements of nature, so overcome the risks that are presented by the elements of nature. So, mele, it's relatively difficult for an axe to go in. So it's the same thing, but except in the first Loshen Rashi explains exactly what is mazel. Mazel means das. But in the second, he just says, he has mazel. But the question is, what is mazel? So Rabbi Kveiger says, Ayin Shabbos Nun Gimel Amud Beis Bi Rashi Dibra Maschel Mazel. In other words, so what Rabbi Kveiger means, Rabbi Kveiger, whenever Rabbi Kveiger mentions something, not to show pkias, Rabbi Kveiger was not interested in showing pkias. So he had kol atir, kol on the tips of his fingers, but his motive was not to to show Ptias. So it means when you look up that Rashi, you'll understand what Rashi means here. Now let's see the Rashi there. The Perik, Bamisha Yeitzo, and Bamebhemo Yeitzo, discuss what is a Malbush, what is a Tachshit, what is a Masi. So the halacha is that certain things are Tachshit. Now, usually we think Tachshit is only something, you know, that people, you know, are proud to show up with. Shacharti, let's say, a bracelet, necklace, these things. But Alpidin, of course, these things are tachshiti. But not necessarily something that is worn in as a decoration. Let's say kameh of mumche, somebody is sick, and he wears a kameh, it's also tachshit. It's not something that is worn as a decoration, but something that is effective, so is also, and in the bigargia should be pure. In other words, if let's say she has a bad smell in the mouth and she has to keep always in the mouth a certain kind of a capsule, you know, in order to which is used as a deodorant. So that's also tachshit. That doesn't mean chas v'sholem that one is allowed to carry a medicine in his pocket, because when she carries a gargia shel melech in her mouth, so then in the carrying serves as a deodorant. But when you take a capsule, you keep a capsule in your mouth, you keep a capsule in your pocket, so the carrying is not conducive to rifui. It is the swallowing. So that doesn't mean that is a tachshit. But sometimes, you know, there is a certain shaila when a person has to, when a certain medicine is injected in the body and it has to pass through the body all the time. So then it is a tachshit. But to carry a medicine, let's say, in the pocket, in case he doesn't feel well, let's say those who have heart trouble. So that's no tachshit, but because of sakones, so they are allowed to carry it klachayat. And klachayat, because that's only the rabbonon. And otherwise, they wouldn't be allowed, because tatigach nefesh, let them stay home. Who says that they have to? But sometimes, especially I had a child from certain women who cannot conceive, so then they get a certain injection, and the injection is a certain kind of injection that injects into the body all the time. So then it's like a tachshit, that's like a kameh. Anyway, there is aloche that a person is allowed to go out on Shabbos with a kameh on his goof. Why? Because that in itself, the carrying, is effective. Only if it's a kameh of a mumche. So the Gemara says that in Gimel, how about a behemoth? Can a behemoth go out with the kamei and her goof? So the Gemara says that in Gimel and Aleph. So the Aleph. 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Meise lo yeitze hasus biznafshol. ולוי בזהר שבינינו, ולוי יצא עזב בקיש עלי, ולוי איזים בקיש שבלעדיהם, ולוי פורו בחסים שבפיו, ולוי סיוחם בטרסקלין שבפיהם לשס רבים, ולוי בהימו בסנדל שברגלו, ולוי בקמאי, אף על פי שום מומחה. So we find the difference between a behem and an odom. An odom is allowed to go out with a kamei of a mumche. But what a mumche? Mumche means if three people were helped by the kamei. So, and the behemoth, vizu chayma mi behemoth biyodam. But that's a chumre by behemoth over and above another. So then, dafnun gimu amit beis, the first line, omama, viloi bikame afal pishu mumche, vanan tnan, viloi bikame sheini mumche, ligabi another. Homumche shapadame, hochename shene mumche, but vahafal pisha mumche ktane, mumche leodom vene mumche lebehemo. So the Gemara is saying, enochename, if let's say the kamei is that kind of kamei that was huzach to be effectively gabi behemo too, so then one is the owner, is allowed to let the behemo walk out. He's allowed to let the behemo walk out on Shabbos. But suppose the kamei has proven effectively gabi odom, but we don't know whether it's effective. No experiment was done with the behemo. So then we say that mumche liodom, ikameya, that is mumche liodom, is any mumche lebehemo. Why? So the Gemara says, "Ve'katani mumche liodom mumche lebehemo. Mi ke mumche liodom lavi mumche lebehemo. Ein odom disli mazle misayalei." Behemoth lesli mazle loy misayel. So again, the Gemara mentions something similar to what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, "Iya mazle malach shalei umeili tzolof." So this is what Rabbi Kriya means. In other words, the second lashon in Rashi, and he said, the first lashon in Rashi is mazle means he has seichel, he has intelligence to take care of himself. That's the quality of adaptability that an Odom possesses to a much higher degree than a behemoth. So, Mimele, but the second lotion is Mazel means Mazel. What is Mazel? In other words, something esoteric, something hidden. According to the first lotion, Mazel is not something esoteric, it's not something mysterious. But according to the second lotion, Mazel means Mazel. It cannot even be explained. What is it? It's a Malach. Now, what does Rashi mean by Malach? Now the Rambam says in Merenivuchim. When Malach is Malach means a shliach, but in the Torah and the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, so usually most of the time when Malach is mentioned, it means a real Malach, not just a shliach. But sometimes, very rarely, Malach in. I don't think that Rambam mentions that Ligabe the Torah, but probably in Nevi'im, in Ksuvim. So sometimes Malach means one of the natural laws, natural forces, because Malach literally means Ishliach. The natural laws, the laws of nature, are the Shluchim of God. They manifest the Rebbein Shalom's will. But usually in Torah, Nevi'im, in Ksuvim, Malach means a real Malach. As a matter of fact, they are two pshotim, Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim. So one pshat is Malochim Amesh, and one pshat is Malochim Shluchim. So, but usually, most of the time, in Tanakh, in Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, the Rambam says, Malach means Malach Mamesh. But sometimes, it means a shliach. And a shliach can be a human being, a shliach. It can be a law of nature, you know, an invisible shliach. Because every law of nature manifests God's will. However, in Chazal, so of course, many times in Chazal, Malach means Malach Mamesh. But many times, in Tanakh, it's only very seldom that Malach does not have reference to Malach Marish. But in Chazal, the Rambam says in Mirni Vuchim, so many times, Malach doesn't mean Malach Mamesh, it means a force of nature. I think that's the Pshat in Rashi and Shabbat. The Rashi doesn't mean that all the Mislim Mazle, there is a supernatural Malach that accompanies every person. What it means is, because, in other words, the laws of nature, but the laws of nature, you know, in other words, the Hashgoche Protis, there are two kinds of Hashgoche Protis. There is Hashgoche Protis Tivis, and there is Hashgoche Protis Nisis. I mean, the Ramban discusses it in Parshe Mishpotim, and in Parshe Bishalach. Ramban is in many places, but first time he discusses it is in Parsha Bishalach, I think. Vayimar im shomea tishma lekir ha-yishem lekecho, vayosha bein uftase, vazamta l'mitzveisa vishamarta kol chukov, kol amachla shasamta b'mitzrayim, lo yosim alecho k'ani ad yishem rifecho. That's one place. Also in Mishpatim, very briefly in Mishpatim, he discusses Hine yonechi shaleach malach lefanecho lishmoruch obadarach ulaviach ala mokna shachineisi. Then in Chakesai, ונוסעתי שולם בארץ, ושכפתם ומחריד, והשבעתי חי רום מן האורץ, וחרב לסבר בארציכם. And then, משפוטים again, where he discusses it greater than in connection with the פסוק, הניחש שליח מלך לפניך. ורפי רפי, מכאן שניתנו רשוס לרפי, לרפייס, so there he discusses. But the gist of all these Rambans is that there are three kinds of Hashgoche Protis. There is Hashgoche Protis Tivis. The usual Hashgoche Protis is carried out within the framework of nature. Framework of nature. It's not Shalei B'derech HaTeva. That's why many people, unfortunately, don't see the Hashgoche Protis, because the Hashgoche Protis is usually harnessed within the framework of nature. Within a framework of nature, let's say if a certain person, let's say, has a certain sickness, and then he becomes cured, and no one understands how he was cured. I mean, I read about it. But then, before the antibiotic drugs were discovered, so then we know of stories where certain people, seemingly by chance, happened to eat moldy food. What is penicillin? It's moldy food. So in other words, so that's Hashgoche Protis, but Hashgoche Protis is carried out within the framework of nature. So that's why people don't see Hashgoche Protis. They don't want to see, because that's Hashgoche Protis. Then there is Hashgoche Nisis. Hashgoche Nisis, but Hashgoche Nisis does not necessarily involve an infringement, a violation of the laws of nature. And then there is, it's not Keneged HaTeva, it's Nisis, but it's not Keneged HaTeva. It doesn't involve the violation of the laws of nature. And then, let's say in the midbar, so there was Ashgoche parties that completely not based upon the laws of nature. I mean, when the Israelites ate man, I mean, so that's kineged hateva. But of course, the Hashgoche nisis, that is kineged hateva, that took place in the Deir HaMidbar. But then after the Deir HaMidbar, it didn't take place. And what is that? By Srishin. Sometimes, but not all the time. I mean, let's say, when the Eish came down Hashemayim to consume the carbonus. So that was repugnant to the laws of nature. But in Balisheni, it didn't take place. But Hashgoche Nisis, that did not involve a violation of laws of nature, that existed in the time of Balisheni too. As a matter of fact, there is the Tfeas Yisrael. Tfeas Yisrael, in one of his psiches, I don't remember which, so he explains the posik in Mishpoti. That's not like the Ramban's pshat in the Pasuk Mishpatim, but Tfeas Yisrael explains it. Hinech malocha lifonecho veviyacho al ameiri veachiti veaprizi veaknaya achivi veivusi vechatif. So then, Rashi says, Kishmi bikir bei Rabsein omru ze metatron ששמי כשם רבי מטטרון בגימטריה שקאי שין דלדיות. So the verse Yisrael explains it. Metatron, we see from Chazal, the Gemara in Rgige, whenever Metatron is mentioned, he is the Sar HaTeva. So in other words, Metatron means the laws of nature. It's the laws of nature, they operate also through Hashgoche. But that's the natural, the usual Hashgoche, the way the Rebbeinu Shalom guides the world through the laws of nature. So people don't see it. They think, I mean, it's just like that. But that's the Hashgoche Protis. So that's Metatron. The first Yisrael says that. Anyway, so what Rashi means, he says, Malach Shaleu Melitzolov means that an Odom has mazel. Why does he have mazel? So, one pshat in Rashi is he has intelligence. The other pshat is, no, not intelligence. Sometimes it happens to a person who is not intelligent at all. And it doesn't happen to people who are geniuses. It has nothing to do. It's because of the Hashgoche Protis. But the Hashgoche Protis usually works through the laws of nature. So that is the pshat in the Rashi here. Now, there is a halacha, the treifa in a chay. So Teisves in Chametam says in Chulun that only applies to treifas behemo, but it doesn't apply to treifas Sodom. So treifas Sodom is chay. Treifas Sodom is chay. And why? So Chametam says because Odom is lemazl. So it's again the same pshat. In other words, because now, let's say, in the union of treifa, the treifa in chaya, let's see the Lashon HaRambam. Not learning chul now, but yeah.
What would that mean over there?
You know what it would mean? Mazlai chazi, the unconscious. Mazlai chazi, this is according to modern psychology. When a person, all of a sudden, many people, doesn't have to be an erratic, he can be the most normal person, but all of a sudden, he starts trembling. He doesn't know why. Why? According to modern psychology, it means that in his unconscious, he's overtaken by great pachat, by great fear. That's the Gemara. Haiman Dimivis, one who gets scared, and he doesn't know why he gets scared. All of a sudden, it happens to everybody. I know it happens to me, so I suppose it happens to everybody. So, afal gavdiyu lechoze, mazol lechoze. So, mazel means something hidden. according to the second Pshat in Rashi. And as a matter of fact, there's no machlekes, because here the Atulishen is what mazel means here, or muad li odom have muad li behemo, or mumche li odom lo have mumche li behemo ligabe kameye. But mazel sometimes, even according to the first Lashon Rashi, means the hidden things, I mean, that are esoteric, that we cannot even understand. But that too is shayness, what the meaning of mazel here? So mazel, yeah, because the intelligence of the person is also, in final analysis, it's a very hidden factor. Never mind, I mean, you think, intelligence, sometimes we the most intelligent person doesn't know how to cope with the simplest problems, and sometimes a most stupid person knows exactly how to cope with the most serious problems. So in final analysis, even the intelligence, what we call adaptability, it's not so simple, it's not explicable, it's because it is done through Hashgacha Pratis. The Hashgacha Pratis has many shluchim. So the intelligence of the person is a shliach. Sometimes it's something else is the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, mazel means something hidden. So afal gav diyu choze maz, afal gav diyu loy choze mazol choze also means that. Now let's see the Loshon HaRambam. First of all, Tesvez daf mem beis amal beis. The Baramaschel ve Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel v'chein l'treif. We're not going over the whole sugi, but the Mishnah mentions certain treifes b'beim. Elu treifes b'beim. Aveishet pesukas gageres nikat kosher meach. I mean, is yutches treifes. All in total, it's yutches treifes. What? Halach l'mish mesinei. But treifes, one man domar and we pass on like that is. Three for in a chayil. So, then, what? No, you can't live yet. More than you this chedesh, it cannot live. So, miseife, so then Teisve has a certain kashe, that the Gemara says here, that nikavakrum shalmeach, the membrane of the brain, so is treife. But we see that an odom can live even if it's nikav akruv shel meyach, only if the meyach was completely shattered. So Tam says. The Rav Yudel Ikoya Gulgeles Salgadaito the Chisoron the Gulgeles Havoim Akrum Ubehimo Mitrifo Binkives Akrum Lechude. Aber odom disli mazle boye chisorin gogeles im nikivasakum. In other words, odom disli mazle, so it does not become a treife unless the nikavakum is coupled with the diminution of the whole skull. But just nikavakum by itself without the diminution of the skull, so it can live. He can live in normal span of life. Why is Odom different than Behemo? Because Odom is limazl. Then Teisus says the kash. Umiu koshe di bisomo gabi hodom rabiude nikva hamoro treif. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the gallbladder is perforated, it's also treifa. The Makshali Rabbanu Meir, so because Yehuda said that his gallbladder was completely perforated, and he still lived. So Rabbi Yehuda said because it was Maisenis. Bidach HaTeva, Yehuda couldn't have lived, but it was Maisenis. But the question is, so what kind of a kashi is it from the Rabbonim to Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Natan? What kind of a kashi? Yehuda was a human being, so Adam is Limazle, but Behime less Limazle, so Mele, if the gallbladder is perforated, so it's a treif. So it's a kashi against Rabbi Natan. So, the aid li kamon gabe adumo vi reiko ksheiro maise mi rabnosen she bos li fonof isho she molo es no alme mai de chaye be odom chaye name behemo. So another kash against Rabbi Tam. So what is the teretz against Rabbi Tam? Now the Rambam Rambam paskens, of course, the treifa in a chayim. In the first Mishnah Litreifes, Yutres Treifes, and all the Yutres Treifes is Enochai. Then, Dafnun Dalet, the Mishnah in Chul, mentions Veiluk Sheres Behim, Nikva Gageres, Oshimizdiko. Then, Nikva Levi, Loi Bishchole, Nishbel Ashedre, Veli Nispsakachuchalo, Nitla Kovid, Nishtairim and Kazais. Hemses subis akeses nikvus eliserze nitala tchul nitla klois nitala lechi atachti. So it's kshir. So how about lechi alien? So many rishonim say that it's certainly kshir that the pshat in the Mishnah is nital lechi atachti, the lower jaw, he was removed. So it's kshiro, and the lechi elyon, in other words, the cheeks and everything is removed, so it's certainly kshiro. But the Rambam shiti is to the contrary. The Rambam says, inasmuch as the Mishnah emphasizes nital lechi atachtein, so it implies only nital atachtein is kshiro, the lower jaw, but the upper jaw. So then it's treif. So the Rambam says, in Pirkes Mechashchit Halacha Chav Gimel, Lechi o Elyon shenital treif, avo limital atachtein, ki in shenigma madmikim asimonim, v'lo inekho harei ze moteres. So the question is, ein l'cho lehisif al treif shemono chachom? And the Rambam himself mentions, in Perek Yud, Hilcha Shechita, so he mentions Halacha Yudveis. So he says, "Ve'in leheisif al treifes elu klal shekol sheira lebehemo oy lechayo oy leif chutz meelu shemonu chachmederis arishenim v'iskimu aleihem bibatidine Yisrael efsha shetichye v'afil neida lanu miderach harifua shein seif alichis." So in other words, we cannot be meisif on the treifes of the Chazal. So even if all the doctors say, let's say, now it's for example, Nitlo Akloye Sikshayo. If you ask a doctor today, suppose if one kidney is removed, so he said that he can live a normal span of life. Normal span of life with one kidney. But if you remove both kidneys, so they'll tell you he cannot live. So maybe can anybody say, well, since the doctors say that a behemoth couldn't live with both kidneys being removed, so it's treif. No, so there's the aloha. Only he sif al treif is ilu klau. She kol she ira li behemo ili chayo ileif. Chutz meilu she mono chach midiris or shemi. Vizkimo aleim bi botidini Yisrael efsha she tichye. Vafelu neidalonu midarach ha refuah she in sif alichis. So there's a deal in Lashon HaRambam. Of course, ain't only he sif al treife shemono chachom. So memele, let's say, somebody will say, oh, there's another treife. Nitlu shteyaklo. Because he can't live. Every doctor says that. Everybody knows that not a behemoth, not a human being could live without a single kidney. So memele is a treife. We're not allowed to do that. It's not allowed to do it. So does it mean that the doctors are wrong? We could say no, the doctors are not wrong, because the Isa Treife is not based upon the fact that the behemoth cannot live. True, the Gemara says Treife Nechaya, so that's a semen. In other words, if there is a suffix in the behemoth, whether it's a Treife or not, so then we lock her up and we keep her for 12 months. If she survives 12 months, so it's a raya, she's not a treif. So it's a sima. As a matter of fact, the Yamsha Shlimishiti is that Rof behemoth treif is in a chaya, but there is a mute behemoth that are chayas. The Rashboi says, no, the contrary. The Rashboi in the Tshuva says that treif in a chaya doesn't mean Rof behemoth can't live more than 12 months. It means no behemoth can live, even a mute behemoth cannot live more, can survive for more than 12 months. But how about we know that? So it's Maisenisim, he says. But the Mashal Shiti is, Treif in a Chayim means Rob behemoth Treif is in a Chayim. And the Miri mentions such a Shiti. The Shiti of Moshe Rishonim is not like the Mashal. Not like the Shiti that the Miri and Chum mentions. That it means no behemoth is Chayim. No behemoth. But it doesn't mean that the Treifo is the Sibe of the Isa. The fact that it cannot live is the cause of the Isa. That's a semen. And suppose there'll be Nishtana Teva. There are certain things that Nishtana Teva. I mean, Rishenim Selig Abitreifes, Une Divode. So, Nishtana Teva. Nishtana Teva, Gabi Une Divode, the rose like. Lobe of the lung, so it's nishtana teva. But so suppose it'll be nishtana teva, and nikaf, let's say hakeres will be able to live. It could be nishtana teva. It'll still be osam satreife, because it's not the inner chayo that is the cause of this treife. Treife is a treife because of aloch leshem sinai. So there it has treifes. You see, there is one man domar who says treif achayo. So what do you say? It's a machlekes, whether the inner chayo is the cause of treif, or just exerts a cause for lochem sinai. So just as a current man domar who says treif achayo, so we have to say that the inner chayo is not the cause of the isa, but just the semen. It's a statistical fact. It's not an essential fact. It's a statistical fact. So memele, why does the Rambam have to say, you know, in Pirichud Aloch Yedveis, Vein Leheisiv Al Treife Selu Klal, Shekol Sheira Lebehemo Lechayo Leif, Chutz Meilu Shemonu Chachmediris Orishenim, Vizkimu Aleim Bibotidini Yisrael, Efsha Shetichye. Vafilo Neidalonu Midarach Ofu Oshen Sefer Yichis. Why does he have to argue with the doctors? And Rambam is not the kind of a person who just had a negative attitude towards science that everybody knows. Here the Rambam says with such certainty, he said, Shekol שאיר על בהימו לחי ולאיף חוץ מאלו שמונו חכמדירס הראשיינים והסכימו עליהם בבתדין ישראל אפשר שתהיה זה never mind what the doctor said they don't know why do they say that without a single kidney so it's impossible to live because they haven't discovered a way to enable a person or a behemoth with both kidneys being removed to live. They don't know, but sometimes it'll be able to live. How does the Rambam know that? Let the Rambam say, "Ein lehisif al atreifes," because the isa treife is based upon the halacha reish misinai. Live or not live, it doesn't matter. It's only a statistical fact. In case we don't know, so we lock up the behemoth and we watch her, whether she survives for 12 months or not. How does the Rambam know? Then there is another aloch yitim. V'chein eilu shemonu v'omru shehein treifi. Af al pi sheyire b'darke afua shebiyodeinu shemikzosan einu memisin. V'efsha shetichye mehen. Ein licho elom ha-shemonu chachomim shenemar al pi atir ha-shiruch. Al pi atir ha-shiruch. Here is the other case. Let's say, Nikvore is a treif. Suppose the doctor say, Nikvore can live a normal span of life. All the doctors say that. I mean, you can, there are ways, surgery or antibiotics, all kinds of ways of therapies. So, does that mean that the dini treife will change chas v'shalom? No. But so here the Rambam could also say, never mind what the doctors say. There is no cure. Here the Rambam doesn't argue with the doctors, you see. In Alochi Yidveis, the Rambam argues with the doctors. How is the Rambam sure? The doctors are wrong. Why are they wrong? Why couldn't we say the Yisa Treife has nothing to do with the Chai or not Chai? It's just a statistical fact. Some Mele, it's based upon the Alochi Mishim Misina. If certain markers, the Halacha L'Mishmei Sinai declares them as treif. Live, not live, not important. It's only a statistical fact. It's important in case of a Sufi. So, no. And the Mashal Shiti is certainly like that. He says, Miut Beim Es Treif Es Achayis can live in even a normal span of life. So the Rambam argues with the doctors. But in the other case, where there are certain treifes, the doctors say they can live. Let's say Nikvare. All the doctors say today that he can live Nikvare. So there the Rambam doesn't argue with the doctors. He says they are right, he can live. But it's a treif anyway. Why is it a treif? Because it's halacha L'Mishmei Sinai. So the Nitziv in his Pirush HaMikdovo and Chumash, especially in the Harchev Dovo, he elaborates on that. And the Posik Ubosa Basode Treif Elisachelo, he says that according to the Rambam, there are two halachas of treifes. One aloha of treife is based upon the aloha mission sinai. That's the first mission in the treife. You trust treife, aloha mission sinai. True treife in a chayo, even in respect to the you trust treife. So we say treife in a chayo, so that's only a statistical fact. And that statistical fact has reference to the case where no therapy is administered to the behemoth. No therapy is administered to the behemoth. In other words, if a behemoth has a perforated lung and no therapy is administered, then, as a statistical fact, so it cannot survive for 12 months. But with therapy, she can survive longer and longer, and maybe with therapy, it can even live a normal span of life as if nothing had happened. But so why is it Tosem's atreif? This is Allah Mishim Sina. Then the Rambam mentions Nit Lechi Elyin, that is a treife. So the Chachmeluni Leskin, because the Mishnah mentions, how come he says that in one of the Hesifal Atreifes? So the Rambam says, Chas V'Sholem, he was not Hesifal Atreifes. But that's implicit in the Loshon Mishnah, since the Mishnah says, Veilu Ksheres Bebeimo, Nit Lechi Atachtein. Why does it say nit lecha tacht? Nit lecha bein tachtin bein elyin. So other Rishonim say even lecha tacht. Lecha tacht that is inside. So it's clear. Al haskama lechama lecha elyin. That is outside is certainly kosher. But the Rambam says no. The Mishnah emphasizes nitl lechi hatachtein is kosher, but lechi eliyein is not kosher. Why? Because it cannot live. That's known, he says, to doctors. That's what the Rambam says in the Tshuva. That's known to the doctors, because if all the jaws are removed, so then it will interfere with the breathing. The elements of nature will kill the wind. I mean, if the lechi eliyein is removed, so then it will, in the long run, it will not be able to breathe properly. So mimele, it is in a chayo, so it's like. But the question is, but what is chayo or not chayo to do with this atreif? So the Netziv says, according to the Rambam, there are two halachas in treifes. One halach is, as the Rambam himself points out, פרקי מלכס שחיתה, כבר ביארנו בלכס יסורים החולס, שהטריף האמור בתירו הניתל, שופר ודאים למייסו, ויהי שום חלוי מהלוך הביסס, ויהי שום חלוי מאחרים, אם ירו לו תחשב טריפה, ואין הלוך למייש מסידה. So דרושו, where a lion tore up, then, and he broke her, but she's still living. That's the Ikar Shem Treife. But there is other treifes of Aloha Mishmesina. So in other words, so Nisif says, this is a Pshat Rambam. There are two Alohas of treifes. One is Drusha, Mamish, Drusha. So then it's treife because it's natal almost. Mimele, anything where it's natal almost and there is no possible cure is also treif, like drusha. And nitl lechi eliyein, the Netziv says, because the Rambam says, if everything, all the jaws are removed, so then it's impossible for the behemoth to breathe properly. So it's natal almost and there couldn't even be a cure, a medicine, because it's all exposed. You know, the lung, if it's nitl lechi eliyein, the lung is exposed to all the elements of nature. So mimele, it's impossible to live. So then it's treife like drusha. But then there is another treife. Mitzal aloch l'meish m'sinai. So there, the nechayo is only simen. And the simen is if no therapy is administered. But if therapy is administered, so nikva reya could live a normal span of life. But if it's a sophic, whether it's nikva or not, we close up the behime in a certain room and we feed her and we take care of her and we watch whether she'll survive for 12 months. Since no therapy is administered, so as a statistical fact, it couldn't survive. But that's not the issue. That's not the cause of this atreife. Even if it'll be nishtana teva, it'll still be affected with this atreife. That's what the Netziv says. So I think that's the pshat Rabbetam. Tam says that there's a difference between treife behemoth and treife organ. By behemoth, it's Leslie Masle, so then if it's just nikar krum shomeach, the membrane of the brain was perforated without a chisong in the skull. So it's a treife because Leslie Masle. By treife sodom, let's say ligabi the aloha of gavaktele. What is nigei treife sodom ligabi aloha of gavaktele? So the Rambam says in Hilchas Ritzeach Ushmeras Nefesh. One second, I'm in a little bit of a hurry. We are following. In Perik Beis Milch Zecherosh Menas Nefes Alach Ches. Ha-Hiriges Ha-Treife Afal Pi She-Echel Bi-She-Ise U-Malar Bi-Shuk Ha-Rizepotam Dini-Odom V'Chol-Odom Be-Ches Kasholim והר גנרג, עד שיבודה בוודאי שזה טריפה, ואם הוא עריף עם שמקו זו אין לו תאור לו בו אדום, ובו יום הוא סלניסנו דבר אחר. So in the Shrita Pirk Yehudi says, doctors have nothing to say about it. Nothing, who shouldn't pay attention to doctors. But the Gavri Aloha of Gavri Ktele by Odom, he says we should pay attention to doctors. If a doctor says that he can live, so then he's not a Gavri Ktele, he's Chayiv Misa if somebody kills him. If the doctor says that he cannot live, so then he's a Gavri Ktele and he's Potam Misa's best. For example, but that can change, you know, what the doctors say changes from time to time. Let's say I remember when I was a child, and if I saw someone who had tuberculosis, so then everybody said, well, he's going to die within a few months at most. And that's the way it was then. Then, today, so in those days, if somebody killed a tuberculosis person, so he had never got a tailor, he's put on Mrs. Besen. But today, if somebody will kill a tuberculosis person, he'll be hired Mrs. Besen. Let's say there are certain sicknesses, terminal cancer, and the doctor say he cannot live more than a few months, few weeks. So then if somebody will kill him, he'll be a Ritzeach, of course, but he'll be put out of Mrs. Besen. But maybe 5 years later there'll be a cure, so he'll be hired Mrs. In other words, briefly, in regard to Treifa Sodom, it depends upon the ability to live or not. So that can change according to the advancement of medicine. But Mashein Kein, Ligabei Treifa Veimor, so there are two halachas of Treifa. One is grounded in the halacha of Mishnah, so it doesn't matter altogether. Then there is another halacha, like Nitlecha Elyein, that is a treifa because Netalomus, like Drusha, Netalomus. So there Netalomus doesn't mean Bimtzias Netalomus. It means Netalomus, even with all the progress in science, he'll still be Netalomus. He'll still be Netalomus. So that's why the Rambam, now we can understand. The Rambam's washing Perikut. One second. ואין להיסיף על טריפס אלו כלל, שכל שיר על הבהמו אלו חי או אלו חוץ מאלו שמונו חכמדירס הראשיינים והסכימו עליהם בבודדין ישראל, אפשר שתיחי. So in other words, if, let's say, something is not mentioned by the Chachomim, as treife, so then, even if all the doctors say that, let's say, cancer, ibehim is cancer, terminal cancer, it's not treife. Is Mishkenes, but not Reif. But there is aloche, according to the Rambam, there is aloche of Netalomus. There are two alohes of Reif. One is Netalomus. One is aloche Mishkenes. All right, cancer is not one of the markers that is mentioned by aloche Mishkenes. But let it be Reif, because like Drusa, because Netalomus, the answer is not Netalomus. She is Netalomus because doctors don't know enough. But let's say there'll be a time when terminal cancer will be cured, so it's not Netalomus. So the Gavik Tele depends upon the facts. Will it be cured or not? Not whether it's Bekeach to be cured. So what avail is the fact that it's Bekeach to be cured, but doctors don't know it. So Mimele is a Gavik Tele, is a Netalomus. Mashenkin li Gavik Yisar of Drusa of Netalomus, that means in Netalomus that there couldn't be a cure. So Mimele, Nitlach Elyein, the Rambam said, knew through medicine that it's impossible for the behemoth to live. Because if the lungs are exposed, so then it will not be able to breathe properly for a long time. So it's Netalomus. But then, Ein lanu lehesif al mashemonu chachamim. So the Rambam here, when he says Ein lanu lehesif, so he argues to the doctors, because they are contrary to the Gemara, to the Mishneh. But as far as Nitlecha Elyein, it's not contrary to the Chazal, because the Mishneh implies, by emphasizing Nitlecha Atachtin, is Kshero. So that means that Nechelian is not chill. Anyway, so this is the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. The other Misli Masle, some Mele, there is other Misli Masle, som mele i so trefe is chayo. Trefe chayo. Why? So teisves es ikashe. So why does the Gemore, why do the Rabbonim ask against Rabbi Yude, who says that against Rabbi Yude? Rabbi Yisi bar Rabbi Yude, Rabbi Hod Omar, Mi Ukoshe, Dim Shom Rabbi Hod Omar, Rabbi Yisi bar Rabbi Yude, Nikva Amor Trifo, Makshal Rabbonu Miyev, so Rabbi Yisi bar Rabbi Yude says, Maisi Nisim, why do you have to say Maisi Nisim? Even without Maisi Nisim, Odo Misli Mazle. The answer is, it doesn't mean Odo Misli Mazle, that the laws of nature work differently, Ligabe Odom, than Ligabe Behemo. Of course, that everybody knows. The laws of nature work the same way. But Odom Misli Mazle, let's say, Nikvore. So, doctors say, he can live. How can he live? For certain antibiotics, for surgery, for this. So, Odom Misli Mazle, whether Mazle means in the sense of intelligence, or Mazle means in the sense of Ashgoche Protis, Malach, you know, so the Ashgoche Protis manipulates. Let's say that if somebody has an infection in the lungs, that he should coincidentally happen to eat moldy foods, so be cured. Because Odom Misli Mazle. But by EF, it's not mentioned that there was any therapy administered to EF, and still he lived. That's why the Rabbonim is kashe against Rabbi Yisrael. I'll tell you, I'm sorry, but I'll miss the plane, so I have to finish it now. Okay. Once is there a minyan? No, there is not. Yeah. There is a minyan. A care that every member of a certain species of an insect should live, so and so. Human being, so every human being, Jew or non-Jew, so there is Ashgoche Protis over him, not only over the mean. Ligabi Behema, so it's only over the mean.
That's no.
The Rambam. Yeah, the Rambam. I know. I have a right to mention the Rambam.
Yeah.
You know.
No,
you have a right to mention Baal Shem Tov Shite, and even to agree with Baal Shem Tov, but I certainly have a right to mention the Rambam and agree with the Rambam. That you must grant.
Yeah. The way the Netziv learns in the Rambam, there are two dinim. So all the chapters of Dan, Chanak, Nefesh, they all fall in the category of Halacha Mishum Sinem, except like Drusa. And what's the second way? One is Halacha Mishum Sinem, that Drusa, Nefula, all of them.
Certain Marcus have given Shem Trefe today. Whether it can live or it can't live.
Halacha
Mishum Sinem.
So when do we follow the doctors that they say that here it can't live?
He has no bearing, what doctors say in regard to Trefes in the Ime, has no bearing whatsoever. None whatsoever.
So what's the second din in Trefes?
Second din in Trefes is, one din is Netelomus. But Netelomus is, like Dru say, is not like Netelomus by Gavak Tele, by Odom. There it means Netelomus Bimtsias. But Netelomus by Druse means, because no, Chas V'Sholem, I can't try. There is no possibility of a cure. Let's say when a lion is there as a behemoth and breaks it completely, you know.
So you don't have
a lot of for that. No, there is without it. A lot of also, but you don't have to resort to. Druse is he mentioned.
I know, that's
what
I was wondering.
Yeah, so it stood in him. So he stood in him. What is, why is one says or the other?
Well, I thought the word is, it's either Osman Mitzias is going to die, and that's...
No,
that's
for example, if there will be Mitzias, there will be Nishtana Ateva so much that, let's say, if Limeis HaMashiach, it will be Nishtana Ateva, that a Druse could live a normal span of life, it will still be Osman Mitzias, because Aloha Mishim Sinai is. But we don't have to resort to the Aloha Mishim Sinai. It's because of Natal Omus. But Natal Omus there means that it's Natal Omus and there is no possibility of a cure. Mashi, even on a theoretical level, Mashi Inkil Gavik Tele, whether on a theoretical level there is a possibility of a cure or not, doesn't matter. Whether on a Bimtsias, it can be cured or not. So when somebody had tuberculosis, 60 years ago, so he was a trefe. He was part of Mrs. Besna. Today, if somebody kills a tuberculosis person, he'll be high of Misa. He's not a traitor because he can live.
How come the translation for traitor by Adam is different than the literal translation of traitor by Chayav?
I mean, what's the kasha? Traitor is traitor. I mean, Treifes, the Targum de Lachon from Sinai, even though he can live, but it indicates a certain diminution in the person's organism. It's not, you know, somebody who has a perforated lung is not, you know, the healthiest person in the world.
So why?
Even according to the doctors today.
In Halacha Yisbeis, when the Rambam says that the doctors must be wrong, because Esher Shetichia, so why does he say that the doctors must be wrong? In other words, if there's a Halacha Moshe Misinai, so why do we have to say that it's just a Halacha? Even if the doctors are right, it doesn't make a difference. In Halacha Yisbeis, the Rambam's mashma, that since we were Mekayim, Iskimu, Alein, Bevatei, Pinei Yisrael, Esher Shetichia, so male, it must be that even though the doctors say...
No, because we know that the doctors are wrong. Suppose the doctors say, Nitlakloi is a very good example. All the doctors will say, if both kidneys are removed from the heme, forget about it, it cannot live. All right, you'll administer hydrolysis, but how long can it live, you know, without kidneys? It can live, at most, they'll say, doctors, a few months, half a year, I mean, at most. So the behemoth doesn't come safer. Because the Mishnah says b'feirash, nitlo hakloyis k'sheir. So then you ask, nitlo hakloyis k'sheir or mitzad alochal mishmish sinai? Nitlo hakloyis is not in the list of the alochal mishmish sinai. But let it be treife because of nitalamos. So it's a raya from that Mishnah that it's not nitalamos. But the doctor say that it is nitalamos. It is Netalamus. So Mimele, that's wrong. Because if the doctors would be right, then the Mishnah wouldn't say this is Ksheo. But in the case of Nikva Reye, so the doctors, the Mishnah says that it's Treife. Treife. Doctors say, but can live. All you have to do is to give her an antibiotic penicillin injection. And then the pain will be all right.
What's the case?
A
perforated lung. Yeah. So all you have to do, the doctors will say, give an antibiotic injection, penicillin injection, and it'll be cured. So the answer is true, to be cured. But there is Halacha Mishum Sinai, that this makom makes our treif. But the Gemara says, treif in a chayo, and the doctors say that with the penicillin injection it can live. No, there is no stira between what the doctor says and what the Gemara says. So the Tzif says, according to the Rambam, when treifa in achayo, it means not like the Rashba. The Rashba says treifa in achayo even with some, even with medical therapy, it still cannot live. But according to the Rambam, treifa in achayo, that's a statistical fact. So it means if no therapy is administered, then it cannot live. But with therapy, it can live. So, nafkamini is, if we have a suffix, whether the lung is perforated or not, you know, we have a sirchem, so we have a suffix, whether it's perforated or not, so we put her in a certain room, a certain place, and we feed her and everything, and then we watch, we observe whether it survives for 12 months or not, since we're not giving her any therapy. But why aren't we cheshesh if it survived? Maybe because somehow the behemoth bumped on moldy food, so because behemoth less than masla, so there is no ashgacha protis on the behemoth. So why should we conjure up such a strange occurrence that the behemoth bumped on moldy food? But for the misle masla, there is ashgacha protis. There is a malach who watches over him. Some mele, even without a doctor coming, but by himself, as if by chance, but it's not by chance, it's because of Ashkocha Pratis, it will appear as if it's by chance. So he'll bump on a certain, as the chief says, certain herbs. You know, he was speaking about herbs. Chinese medicine also speaks about herbs, you know. But what's the difference? Herbs or drugs? What's the difference? What are drugs? Western medicine drugs, that's also herbs. I mean, they call it by another name. And the Chinese doctors say that, on the contrary, the herbs are even better, more effective than the drugs, because the drugs are based upon a certain extract from herbs. And sometimes when you take out an extract from the herb, so that it loses its therapeutic value. I mean, it's another question. So, Odom Nisli Masle, so to Ashkoch Potis, he can be cured. How will he be cured? Not against the laws of nature. That today doesn't happen. That wasn't Bisman Amidbar, so that was the usual thing. So he got none from heaven. But today it doesn't happen. But Ashgocha Pratis operates within the framework of nature.
That's what the Ben Tam is like.
Yeah, so there is no kashe from Eev. Because in Eev it's not mentioned that Eev had that Minashomayim, it was manipulated that Eev should get a certain therapy. It means nothing was done, he didn't get any therapy, and he still lived. So it was the darkness.
Why here does Rashi say the second pshat of Islay Masla in the Dibra Masla of Kisiv Kiyikach? Why does he not...
What Kiyikach? Kiyikach.
And then he says pshat. First he says Islay Masla das, and he says Kiyikach, and then he says pshat in that, and then he says Islay, going back again to Islay Masla. Why doesn't he say in the same Dibra Masla of Islay Masla, Sheshlay das Lishma Kufar, and then Lishna Chima Islay Masla? Lishna Chima doesn't seem to explain anything other than Islay Masla.
No, that's what's strange, Lord Nami. It's the Masla. So what is Masla?
No, besides yeah. that, I'm saying, why isn't it in the next Dibra Masla? Why isn't it together?
Here, this is Nachino, would belong perfectly right there. Before
okay, all right. You know, so you will find it many times in Russia. But at the end, he mentions another chapter.
Why?
I don't know, you find it many times. I don't know. You find it many times. You find it many times. Mazoret, it doesn't mean Chassid Shalem. You know, Mazoret is stars. Chassid Shalem, according to the Rambam, it's a Nisa de Raisa to say that it's determined by the stars. Chassid Shalem, that's superstition. Mazlem means hidden. Hidden. Why is the Russian Mazel used? Because we don't know them, the stars can be. We just see, you know, a little dot, but do we know the stars? It's really hidden. So anything that is hidden, we don't know it well, so it's called Mazda.
In
Mazda
Yisrael?
Yeah, in Mazda Yisrael, yeah. So what it means, Lab Yisrael, we'll say, you see certain people that who are prosperous and they have good health and they are overtaken by all kinds of good things in life, and certain people, the Gemara mentions Rabbi and Rav Yosef, so Tavai Tzadikim Murim Habe, and one was overtaken by all the good things, by prosperity and health, and no tragedies, and the other one was overtaken. So, Lav Yisrael Tzadikim, so you can't attribute it. Well, he's a bigger Tzadik, but the other one, you can't attribute it. Why? But everything is a Chayim. But that doesn't mean that we know the Chayim. But Mazole Tzadikim, but it doesn't mean Mazole has nothing to do with no Chayim. There's a Chayim. But it is also, we don't know. Mazel means hidden. Mazel Yisrael, so there it means that the person, even when it appears that he's not destined to have good health and all the time, so he should believe, he should overpower his mazel. In other words, so kisoviso in elkin manoshim batuchon. So in elkin, Munkar says, before God, the manoshim against people, we have to fight. That's but we don't understand. So mazel means we don't understand. It doesn't mean there is no reason. There is a reason, but we don't know the reason. Mazel means it.
Matru Nisa is within nature.
That's within nature. That's what the Pharisees says. That's it. Kimatriye. Shin Dalidu. Because Mishavit Ma'achis Atech. Or Shom Aleilam Dai. So the Shem of Shin Dalidu indicates the laws of nature. In other words, the there is a principle of causation. I mean, the Mishadit Machas Ateva means that he operates. Abedevnes, he says, no, he's not in India. So, in other words, Mishadit Machas Ateva, in other words, it means that he operates. He operates. We can overcome by the laws of nature have certain dangers, and they have in them a way how to overcome the dangers. So that's why he's in Shadit Machas Ateva. That's what Ibn Ezra says. And Omalilam Dai, in other words, there's a principle of causation. And there is law. There is law. I mean, it's not just like this. There is law. So that's how the Faust Yisrael explains it. I don't remember in which psicha the Faust Yisrael. I don't remember.
How about this fitting with what it says that Matat is Yeshev Akesher Ksarim Itvilei Sem Shal Yisrael?
Oh, it's also because the Hashgacha Pratis manipulates, you know. So through the Kiras Ateva, I mean, even today, I mean, what goes on, people don't look at it, you see, but the way Yosef Glemt, the Sinai Yisrael, the way he spoke, he acted very stupidly, besides everything else. So it was an Indian of Vechazik HaLishem as Lifbar. But the Chachomim, the Reform rabbis, so now they are already killing Mishtachin, I mean, and then the Reform rabbis are already raising money to subsidize the movement of the nuns in another country. Already killing Mishtachin to the Pope. The Pope is already a tzaddik. For a short time, he was not a Lamed Vav, but now he's again a Lamed Vav. And Rabbi Mark Tenenbaum even blamed the Jewish leaders. They were too much in a rush to criticize the Catholic Church because they didn't give the Catholic Church enough time to do it. That's Rabbi Mark Tenenbaum, the Jewish leader.
There's conflict between them before and then.
That's right. For a short time. So one time that the Board of Rabbis in Chicago acted with a modicum of dignity when they notified Cardinal Bernardin that they are not going to attend the reception that he is giving for Cardinal Joseph Lent. And it had an effect. But now already again the flirtation with the church.